Hello, hello, hello. How are we doing? Happy New Year. Hope everyone had a fantastic Christmas and New Year. I had a fantastic time, to be honest. And then took a little bit of a dip, I'm not gonna lie. I think it's one of those, isn't it, at Christmas. I think sometimes, you see it on the adverts and all that. It's like best time ever, but it's not for everyone, unfortunately. But what it did teach me is I'm very grateful for the family and friends I have around me, and it gave me a lot of time to reflect and a well-needed rest, because I was absolutely shattered, as I'm sure most people were by the end of 2019. And it gave me time to reflect on the year that I had, and I was going to do this big review podcast, which I think hopefully I still will do, but then, as luck would have it, I came into work and there was someone new who started, a lovely lady called Danny, and we were just shooting the shit and having a nice green tea, and then she was talking about podcasting and how she'd bought a mic, and basically, long story short, because I'll let you listen to it because it's a belt of an episode, this, I just thought, sod it, right? I'll press play on my phone. So we're kicking it old school again. We're back on the phones. So bear with me, because I've not even listened to the episode, because she was just like, nah, put it out, which I absolutely bloody love. She's, I say it's funny, innit? You meet people in your life and you might not have known them that long, but straight away just got on a good vibe with each other, and I can tell she's just a really cool, positive person who's on a mission and she's doing her own thing. And yeah, we pressed play and had a good old-fashioned chinwag. And yeah, I just want to say a massive shout to Danny. I'll put her Instagram up and stuff, and check her out. She's a very successful lady in her own right. And yeah, just I'm just so glad that I got the year started with a belter like this. It's really given me a kind of kick up the bum to get back on the podcasting. And yeah, like I said, I went to a fantastic event last year towards the end called Pods Up North. Check them guys out, and met loads of lovely podcasters and just lovely people and lovely creatives. And I've just, yeah, learned so much about podcasting and how to kind of just make it better for you lovely people who listen to it. And again, I'm still overwhelmed the amount of people who listen to it. Just want to say a big shout out to everyone who does listen to it. I know it's literally worldwide. Lovely. It's great through Anchor with the analytics. You can see what countries are listening to it. So it's literally people in Australia, New Zealand, France, Germany, Brazil, America, someone in Iran who listens to it as well. So big up. I say at Jack Francis Johnson on Instagram. And also, it's if you want to send me an email, what I'll do is I'll put the email address in the in. In fact, I can just do this now, can't I? Because it's easy. Jack_Johnson89@hotmail.co.uk. Send me an email. Get in touch. I'd love to hear from you. Tell me what your favourite episode was. What Why'd you listen to it? Do you know what I mean? And I'll give you a shout out, because I cannot tell you how proud I am of this community that we've built. And just I just thank you from the bottom of my heart for listening to it and sharing it and liking it. And keep doing it, because there's going to be plenty more coming this year. And like I say, this podcast has just given me so much positive energy, and I'm just excited, because again, I've got loads of people lined up, and it's been difficult last year fitting people in, and I did take a little bit of a knock because I was just like, oh, I can't. But then you realise you just got to take your opportunities when you can. And I'm going to start doing ones where it's just me on my own, because that's what I've realised now. If I can't get the guests on and we can't sort a date out, I'll just do the ones on my own again, and tell you what I've been up to and what I'm doing, because I say there's a lot of exciting stuff happening this year and I cannot wait. So right, I've talked far too long, it's only 5 minutes. So yeah, wishing you all health and happiness. I hope you enjoy the podcast, and look after yourselves, whatever you're doing. Take time for yourself, and I hope you have a very fruitful and exciting new year. Remember, whatever happens, the highs and the lows, just stay grounded, you know what I mean? You'll get there. And always remember, a setback is set up for a comeback. Peace and love. Shout out to the J team. And I hope you enjoy the episode. Thank you.
Mm. what I was saying was,
I used to say yes to everything. Like, obviously, in my line of work, people left, right, and centre want me on calls, want to interview me, want here, want me there. Friends, family, like, even just little things like birthdays, it was like, yeah, I'll come and see you 5 million people on my day.
Yeah.
But now I've got really good at, like, there's a question, I always teach it to all my friends, got really good at going, and it's psycho because I literally talk to myself. I'm like, Danielle, do you want to do that?
Yeah.
Like, someone's going, you're coming out tonight, and I used to just go, yeah, and then I'd be out, and I didn't even want to be out, but now I go, do you want to do that? And if I go, no, I go, sorry, I can't come, and I'm so good at saying no to people, like, and not giving a fuck either, just being like, sorry, no, and I taught it to Eve the other day. She said, oh, God, I've just agreed for my mate to come over tonight, and I really can't be asked, and I was like, so you say you're not free tonight? Yeah. Like, why do we, automatically everyone goes, yeah, and doesn't even think, is that what I want to do?
That's the frustrating thing about it, isn't it? Where it took me so long to be like, no, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
But fortunately, and it's the exact same with, you know, we do different jobs, but it's very similar in the sense of the demand, and you've constantly got to be like, yeah, to, you know, almost, you know, people pleasing. And you, like you say, you realise you're risking your own physical and mental health.
Not worth it.
It's not worth it. And it's so empowering saying, oh, I got offered a part in a film last year. And I'll never forget, because I was in here, and I'd like, I wanted to say no, like, I knew I wanted to say no, like, but I was umming and ahhing, and I remember Dan was just like, just say no, lad, you know what I mean, just ringing out and saying no,
just say no,
and it's like, for him, it was so, like, matter of fact, like, you don't want to do it, so just say it, and then, as soon as I rang up and was like, do you know what, I can't do that, I am booked up, because it wasn't like I was lying, but the weight off your shoulders, and that, like, it's so empowering to yourself, and you just feel like, hang on a minute.
When my friends go, oh, I'm going, like, you, like, I'm doing this thing, and just wish I could have said no, or wish I didn't have to do it, I go, you don't. And they go, I do, though, because, like, God, I remember in 2017, when I had a load of shit going on in my life, I didn't turn up to some of my friends' baby showers, christenings for the kids, because I just couldn't, and I was like, no fucks given. I said, sorry, can't make it.
Yeah.
And I just feel like the people that understand you and are meant to be, like, in your circle, they just won't even question it. They'll know that you didn't say no because you're sat at home having a book, like, you can't do it.
Yeah.
So, and I've just got really good at, I don't care. Honestly, my own dad could ask me to do something, and if it's not what I want to do, but I think there's a line, obviously, like, sometimes, do you know what I mean? But if it compromises me, if I'm going to feel like crap, or I'm going to, like, be, like, if going out, hate it, I stand there and I'm like, why am I out here?
I
came out for your, but, like, I'm not a bad, I say to my friends, why did you go? Well, it was a birthday. I'm like, so you take your friend out for her birthday, go, do you know what, I can't come out, but I'll take you for tea next week.
Yeah.
I'll take you out. You're not a bad friend. Everyone think, oh, she didn't come out, or you didn't do this? I'm like, didn't want to do it, so I'm not doing it. Don't question me. And, like, some people think I'm ruthless, but I said to Eve, if you just, and my friend in Oz, Chris, he messaged me a few weeks ago, and he's like, do you know what, Danny, ever since you taught me to ask myself if I want to do it, keep saying no to things.
Well, it's like before,
you don't ask yourself.
You know, when you're saying that, like, you know, talking to yourself and stuff like that, and you know, it's a bit weird. And do you know what, it's so important that you do that. Like, I do it every now and then. Like, I look at myself in the mirror, and I'll just, you know what I mean? And not in a vain way, because I hate all that shit. Like, I don't do my hair or anything like that. Like, you know, what? I've never been like that. You know, I, you know, make sure I look all right. I'm not like that. You know, put me clean clothes on and go. But I have made a point of kind of having a look in the mirror and looking at myself and positive self-talk, you know what I mean?
Things catching yourself out as well. Me and Eve are pretty, like, the last few days I've gone, if I catch myself in that negative mindset, I literally go, stop it, Danielle.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, right, let's get up. Or I'm in the mirror going, pack it in. Yeah. Like, I feel like that's what you have to do.
100%.
Like, you have to stop the thoughts.
Yeah.
Sort yourself out.
And it's that, it's so difficult, but I always say this quote, and it's always resonated with me: harsh reality is better than false hope.
Oh my God,
and it's
100%.
So true, because it's that thing where you, and also you've got to do it with yourself. Like, you've got to question yourself, because if you don't, like I say, people just walk all over you, or you end up trying to facilitate other people, or you're trying to please, you know, people please, and that can just be so detrimental. It's unbelievable. That's the phone. It's gonna be petty.
The life in the, what is this room? What can we call this room?
Don't know. The vortex.
Life in the sample.
Yeah, it's a sample room, but it's like a...
That's what this podcast can be called, Life in the...
Life in a sample box.
In a sample box. Do you know what, though? Like, I believe, like, you teach people how to treat you. So, like, I've been that ruthless now for a few years, that the way my friends approach me is different. So they don't even... When they ask me something, they go... So it's like, hey, Dan, like, we're doing this on Saturday... I know it's not your thing. I know you probably won't come, and it's absolutely okay if you don't. I just wanted you to have the invite.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm like, thank, really appreciate that. You know I'm not going to be there, but I'll come see you another day and take you out. Like, you teach people, like, don't get pissed off when I tell you I'm not coming. You don't know what I've got going on. Like, if I'm saying no, it's because it's not going to make me feel good. And I just think, imagine everyone just, before they answered... Like, it's like everyone really gives themselves. Like, Eve was sat there feeling like shit, and then a mate texted her and was like, oh, she's coming round tonight, she's got shit going on. I went, so have you.
You've got,
like,
your own shit,
So why are you giving even the last ounces of you energies to your mates? What the fuck? And I was like, text her now and say, actually, babe, tonight doesn't work. No explanation. She was like, God, I'd have sent her this big essay, but I'm not
don't
feeling
need
good.
To,
I'm just like, sorry, that don't work for me.
Yeah.
Don't even question me.
Yeah. No, exactly.
And I've just ended up with these really cool people that get me, rather than low, like, not people pleaser, my people. Like, if I've said I'm not coming, I'm not coming. Don't ask me why. Don't question me. It doesn't make me any less of a friend.
No,
like,
it's not. You don't mean you're a bad person. But
it's taught people how to, like, it's so funny. Like, we know you're probably not going to come, but we want you to have the invite. And I'm like,
no, do you know what it happened.
But I will not be there.
It happens with me. It's mad. It's funny you say that, because I've just booked a weekend away with my mates from uni.
Okay.
And we used to do it like every year after uni, and we didn't do it for about 6 years because people, like, were getting married, people having kids, jobs, obviously I'm up and down doing bloody everything. And I couldn't make the last couple. And then we met up in Sheffield last year, I think it was November, and it was mint, man, and it was so good, and we're having a proper catch-up. And then yesterday, one of the boys was like, right, where are we going next time? We talked about maybe the Lake District.
Yeah.
One of the boys has booked it. Took us 2 minutes to be like, March, can we do it? No. Yeah. Can we do it April 26th? Boom, we're all free then. Safe, book now. My mate's booked it. But it's having that ability to be like, right, book it. Get it, and that weekend, that's for me and my friends.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter if the James Bond ring up and be like, mate,
we've got a mission.
We've got a role here for you, do you know what I mean? It's having that ability to say no, because I did it in the past where I've done films and I was working on this one film, and, you know, it was just bloody rehearsals, it later than the actual film. And then in the end of the bit, we do the bloody film. But didn't go see my granddad, you know what I mean? And he ended up passing away, and I didn't get to see him. And it was like, part of me was like, I spoke to him every day on text. It wasn't like I weren't there or anything, I've not ever seen him, but I still feel guilty, you know what I mean? At times where I'm like, but then that's when people know that I take what I do super serious. Yeah. It's not like, it's not just a job to me, it's my life, do you know what I mean? But also, it's like we were saying before, it's finding that balance of work and your passion and all that stuff, but also your ability to look after yourself. Because I realised I wasn't looking after myself.
Yeah,
100%. Do you know what I mean? You're chasing this dream. And you're never going to get there, because you're aiming for perfection and you can't be perfect. Mm. Like, life isn't, it just doesn't work.
There's like a thing in society that makes you feel like if you're not going 150%, then you're not going to get it. And I'm like, as long as what I'm doing is in alignment with where I'm trying to be. I don't mind late nights, early mornings, grafting, but it's all the other stuff that everyone, like you say, you've done stuff before you didn't want to do, or films or whatever, or, and it's that, it's like, is that a lot, like tomorrow I've got to go to London, I've been invited to some special secret event thing for business, and I'm like, really actually can't be asked going, but that is aligned with the future that I want, and I'm going to learn some great stuff, so, you know, some stuff you have to do, but like, I think it's finding that balance,
where you've got to go out your comfort zone, and you've got to challenge yourself and keep pushing yourself,
not 100%. Not at the cost of your health, like, whereas me and Eve were saying last night, like, there's nothing that is more, there's, if someone's giving me anxiety, making me feel edgy, making, putting me under pressure, and like a negative pressure, like a like good pressure, like I'm not doing it. I don't like, I don't care what it is, who's going to be there, I'm out. Yeah. And it's about being aware that you don't have to kill yourself off to achieve all the stuff that you want. I don't think.
100%.
And it might take you longer.
That's the thing.
That's said it, before, you know.
I think, and I've come to terms with that. And I've always had that, and I think it sounds similar with you, Danny, because like I say, we met once before, now we're having this top chat, and it's great, and I'm so glad that we recorded, because this is the thing where you're so busy doing your business, I'm so busy doing my business, and sometimes it's, you forget to just have a normal conversation with a like-minded person, who you think, oh god, yeah, we are going through the same things. It is actually like, wow, this is, life is hard and it is pressured, but if you just break it down and you know what I mean, write things down. That's a big thing for me, writing stuff down, all the stuff I've wanted to do, and I do, it's been in my head for a long, long time. It's like you with the podcasting, do you know what I mean? It's like, you've just done, you know what I mean, we're doing your first one now, and this will, trust me, you'll listen back to this, and you'll cringe at some of it, because it's the sound of your own voice, that's the hardest part of it, but what you will get out of it, I guarantee you, you'll be like, do you know what? Talk sense, and I'm proud of what I'm saying, because you're right, because you're talking the truth, do you know what I mean, you're talking your own truth as well, and that's the
thing. I think what you're meant put on this planet to do, no time in the world's going to stop that, no saying no or yes in the world's going to stop that, like, whatever it is you're here for, I just think nothing in the world's going to stop it, whether I take a break now, take a break later, slow down, chill, say no to that, whatever. I just think I'm here for my reason, and I just feel like when you're in that place, nothing's going to get in your way anyway. Like, that's what I'm here for.
Yeah.
Like, you with your acting and whatever, that's what you're here for. No saying no to a couple of things here is going to get in that. Like, I just, it's not.
It's just not.
But you've got to feel healthy and good in the meantime. Because I just think if you're in an inspired place, your craft is fucked anyway. Like, when I'm not feeling my best, it impacts my business. So actually, me taking care of me is my business. You taking care of you is your... You feel like shit going to a modelling gig, you're going to look like shit.
100%. And that's the thing as well, you're going to rage.
But you want more work.
Yeah, and it's like it's that, it's, you know, it's that, like you say, it's that catch 22. Well,
so it's like short-term... I say this to my guys all the time, like short-term losses might feel like for that long, that bigger, like, you take some short-term hits, but I don't care short-term because long-term, that's what I'm creating. And that's the bit, like, you want to be thriving, healthy, vibing, acting, coming in the room with your vibes.
Yeah.
Long-term, like, you've got to be in a good place to do that. Yeah. Or sooner or later, it's going to come get you. Like, some of my big entrepreneurial friends, I'm talking like 7-8-figure earners, I can't tell you how many times I've been in the hospital.
Yeah,
now they're having nervous breakdowns. Yeah. Now they've got like chronic fatigue, and I'm like, wasn't not worth it.
Yeah.
Now you can't look after your kids.
Well, I think it was Steve Jobs or something like that. Mm. You know what I mean? And he was, before he passed away, they were asking him like, oh, what, you know, what would you have changed? And he was just like, I would have, you know, spent more time with my family and looking after my health and you know, doing that. And that's the hardest thing, because you're so busy trying to chase your dream or trying to do something or trying to change your path or try and change your current situation. But if you can't look after yourself and have basic, you know what I mean, kind of self-worth and Yeah, just having a minute to like, just step back and look at you. Yeah, yeah. Be happy, man. So do something like, that makes you happy. For you me, could, it's walking and going outside. It's like being in nature. It's free, that. It don't cost anything. But it's making the
you
time
could
to do
all
that.
Year. You could be poorly, worked up, stressed, anxious. And then one of us could get hit by a bus. And then it's like, wow. You know, I'd rather do both. Like, be killing it in work. But still, like, I'll never forget when I went to Australia for a year in 2016. Built a solid business for 3 years before. So I was like, I'm going taking this around the world. So I'll never forget, everyone in the UK, all the leaders in what we do were like, you must be mad. Like, how are you taking a year out of your business? Like, it's going to fall apart. What if people leave? And I was like, well, at that point, I had a choice. I was like, I either go and, like, fulfill my soul, travel the world, or I smash up my business. Like, and I was like, now that's going to make me really happy. And lo and behold, no joke, I took a whole year off. Obviously, I did the basics in business, but didn't recruit anyone, didn't nothing. And for the whole of 2017, from the beginning to the start, my check doubled, I didn't do anything. And it was because I was absolutely thriving living in Oz. My energy was high and everyone was just buzzing off me. And the lifestyle I created grew my business without me. Because that's what everyone else then wanted to go and do. They all popped off. And I was like, had I not done that, where would I even be?
Exactly.
And it was because I was like, yeah, I want to build business. But I thought, I know I'm going to build a business. I might delay it a little bit because I'm going out traveling. But ultimately, I'm still going to have the business that I want to have. And it didn't matter that I, like, people were literally like, you can't take time out and all this hustle. And I was like, watch me. And I just think, if I want to take a break, I will, because every time I've done it, I feel better. Business is better. And I just think there's such pressure. Like, you've got to be, if you want to be successful, you've got to be 24/7 hustling. No tea, no sleep. Like, I'm like, it's, get lost.
Yeah, mate. I don't sleep
anyway.
I'm like
a calm grind. Like,
yeah,
let's do that.
I'm slow and steady wins a race, me type of guy.
I just think, because I've learned in a few hard ways, like, especially in 2017 when my little brother passed away, like, I just learned that, like, some of the pressures I was putting myself under that year to look good for this and look good for that, and some of them things never even ended up happening. And I was like, oh, looking back, I think, God, all the chocolate I didn't eat, the nights I missed out, and when I wanted to go in Oz, and I was like, because I was trying to look sick for this holiday that I never even took because I had to come home, do you know what I mean? So looking back, I'm like, nah, like, if there's something you want to do, do it.
Yeah.
If you don't want to do it, don't do it. But if you want to do it, want to get on the plane, want to go out, you've got to do it now.
Yeah.
Because I just think I could get hit by a bus tomorrow.
That's it, isn't it?
Ill, stressed, didn't go out, didn't have fun. So, yeah, I just think you've got to, it's like happiness, but every day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's it. Take time. I do this little routine in the morning, and I didn't do it all over Christmas. I had a lovely Christmas with my family, but it was a bit tough. Went to see my granny, who's down in Wales, not very well.
Yeah.
But again, I don't look at it in a negative way. I'm lucky I've got her in my life, do you know what I mean? And I've had that relationship.
Yeah.
Then there was another kind of thing, which I don't want to go into too much, but it's something that, you know, someone faces, someone close to me lost someone, and it's,
yeah,
it affects you all. And
of course,
you know, I say, I think fortunately, guys, and unfortunately at the same time, like, I lost people when I was younger, and you realise the effect it has on you long term and short term as well. But you realise if you don't talk about it and you don't actually open up about it and talk about it and be open and honest about it and your thoughts and feelings, you know, you bottle it up, and it just, you end up, you know, going mental at one point. And, you know, that's the last thing that you need, you know. But it's that thing where you've got to take time for everything. Saying about the sleep thing, like, that is, I've always struggled with sleep, and I was chatting to my parents about it this Christmas, because I normally, I'm dead stressed at Christmas. I don't like it at all.
Yeah,
and I really took time for myself this Christmas.
Yeah.
And then so happened, all this negative stuff happened. But I could deal with it, because I actually took a few days where I was like, I'm not looking at my phone, I'm not looking at emails, I don't care about that. I'm going to watch some films.
Yeah.
I'm so busy trying to make films, I don't get to watch them. You know what I mean? It's hilarious. Watch, you know, watch like Paddington and stuff like that. You know what I mean? Like, it was nuts. Like, there was a couple of films that we all watched together as a family, and it was just, it was so nice to do that and just switch off and just be like, have a laugh with the family, and and it's so important. And again, I was so grateful for that, because you realise, like, bloody hell, I've got that, and I've probably not appreciated how lucky I am to have that. And it is difficult, because they don't have a clue what I do, and they don't get it. They're always like, when are you going to get a proper job again and stuff? Do you know what I mean?
A real job, I'm like.
And you're just like, wait, I'm like,
I am.
I've got a real job. I'm like, I'm a real person. But they're from a generation where it was, where, you know, you got, you
they don't understand, it's not in their world.
It wasn't, and we have to understand. They had, you know, they had success for them was getting a job, getting a house, getting married, having kids before you were 30. And it's like, I'm 30 now, and it's like, I've got none of that.
Like, yeah, I'm got, like, apart from, in April.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? And it's like,
kids.
And then you're like, blooming
it. Half a man, I call him half a man, got met a new guy, so he's like, half a man.
But it's, I don't know, it's one of those things where, this time for the third time, like, I've actually really looked forward to this new year. And a big part of that was the podcasting, because I went to this event called Pods Up North.
Oh, nice.
And I'd realised, like, I was in a room with like-minded people who were just podcasting all different topics and genres, and it was mint, because you were just like, oh, I'm not the only one who's doing this. And it's people who listen, like, you people who listen to my podcast, I bloody love yous, because it's like, and it's people, new people listening to, and with the analytics, you can see, like, people in, like, Brazil, there was someone in Iran, there was someone in Australia, New Zealand, France, America, you've got obviously people in the UK as well, and it's like, they it impacts them, and it's because I'm being open and honest, and it's because I'm trying, like I say, document what I'm doing, but it's also to be like, well, you know, you might see a picture or a video of me, and it's like, oh, I'm doing really well, but at the same time, it's like
behind the scenes,
in the past, I've not been doing well, but now I am, like, my mum said it to me the other day, she's like, are you happy? And it's like, yeah, I am happy. Do you know what I mean? Because I'm not where I want to be, because I've got very, you know, very big dreams and certain things that I want to achieve in my life, and I'm nowhere near that yet. But I know I'm on the right path, and that's why I'm happy, because for a long time, I was too busy humming and ahhing about, you know, moaning about stuff like being like, oh, well, I've not done that, or blaming other people, or like slagging people off. And it's like, well, hang on a minute, mate. Have a look at yourself. Why are you not doing what you want to do? It's because of you. You're the only one who can have that choice. And it's about, like you say, having certain people in your life. It's the content that you listen to, watch.
You'll never be happy if you're waiting on that thing that's in the future, because...
Yeah.
Even if you get that thing that is in the future, let's just say goal, you've got a goal to earn 10k a month, right? You're going to get that, but then you're going to get there and go, well, now I want 20. At what point are you happy? Like, if that's what it's attached to. And I've learned, like, you've got to be happy, like, now, like, today.
Yeah, be like, present in it,
and not, like, think your happiness is in the future, because you'll never get it. And one of my best friends, Reem, I remember years ago when I was probably a little neg ferret, like when I was about 23, I was like, what's your goal? And I remember she went, happiness, to be happy. And I remember going, what, that's not a goal. And that is now my only goal. Like, people say shit to me and I'm like, just to be happy. Like, I think what you said before, like, about, you know, people sharing their experiences, and that, I just think your story is the most powerful thing that you've got, and you have to tell it, like, that's why I want to tell mine. That's why, you know, I want to get on there and talk about my brother, like, because I just think there's so many people that don't think that there's a side after all that shit.
Yeah,
so if I talk about it, one person might just listen and go, oh my God, there's an after bit where it don't feel like that anymore.
Exactly. That's wild.
Everyone will relate to someone, like every single one of us. I just think you've got to tell your story, all the shit.
Yeah, that's why I don't edit it, do you know what I mean? Because I want, you know, if I do say something that, you know, where I'm like, listen back to it, and I'm like, fucking hell, man, I shouldn't have said that. Even like swearing and stuff, you know, try and catch myself stop swearing, and or even just how, you know, my opinion on a certain subject, or it comes out a certain way. It's so important to be like, oh, right, well, I didn't mean that, do you know what I mean? Mm. But I know that now, and I've learned from that. And that's what it is, it's life lessons, you know, you can't, you've got to constantly evolve. And going back to the thing I know that works for me, it's like, if I don't do my morning routine, which is, I get up, first thing I do, don't look at my phone, I just get up, I stretch,
yeah,
do a little routine, have a little, you know, little bit of time for meditation. It's 10 minutes, man. It's not even like...
Have you seen Miracle Morning? You know,
I've heard about it, but I don't...
Right, you need to watch it, because it's what you're telling me, but when you know the science behind it, it'll blow your head off. I'll send it you. It's called The Miracle Morning, and it's basically what you're saying there, but a little bit more stuff to it. And that's it, like, you've just, like, I just think the world's crazy, people are crazy, and you have to set yourself up to win. Like, but I don't mean, like, I just mean daily, like, to honestly get through a day, it can be difficult, like, so you've got to set yourself up, and I think if you can share, like, even sharing with people what you do in the morning.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? Well, I said it last year, I was like, oh, I'm gonna film what I do, and send it to someone. Because I remember
just get it on a podcast, like talk to people about why you do that, like amazing.
And for me, it's so I can just be like, it's almost it's that tick list. It's almost like it's almost like that allows me to put my armour on and make me feel good about myself. Do you know what I mean? It just gives me a moment.
How can you, like, especially like with what I do, like manage teams and like build people for a living, like, how can I honestly do that if I'm not, like, if I can't, like, protect myself, like you said, with the armour, how am I meant to help you lot grow a big business? Like, I can't do it. That's when you get in your burnout, like, so when people are doing this whole, like, smash business, no sleep, like, tyrant behaviour constantly, I think you've got a problem.
Well, that to me, you can't.
It's like a phone if it had 2% battery.
Yeah,
you're going to die soon.
Yeah, that's it.
Or your car's running out of petrol. Mm. Fill it up.
Yeah,
gonna cut out. It's the same thing.
That's exactly it. I think that's the best way of looking at it. To like, at us as batteries, and it's like that's what exercise and say meditating, yoga, whatever it is. But if you don't do that, you're not going to have longevity. You're just going to burn out. Like, what? And again, it's taking time for yourself. It's a physical act, but a lot of the time, it's more mental for me. It's routine. Yeah, I was chatting to me to a lad who's he's training. He's doing like triathlons and stuff like that. And he used to be a boxer. And he had a bad injury, and then he's training to do triathlons now. And he said that he was just like, I had like a couple of weeks where I didn't train. And he's like, I nearly went under. And he said, that's when I realised that. And I did it, I remember I did like a full year and a half where I didn't train or I didn't do anything. Because that all I did as a kid was, that's all we did. That's why. So, especially now as you're an adult and you spend time with your parents, and like, so impressed and proud of my parents, Ali, you know. Because, God, it must have been a bloody nightmare bringing up us three, do you know what I mean, at times. But, because we all had stuff on, but they always made sure that, we went to, you know, we played sport, we went and did things, we went outside, you know, we were encouraged to go outside. Play out, man, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Shout you when you're ready, you know what I mean?
So it's true. Like,
and that's just not there these days. And that's what I worry about this next generation. It's the so kind of instant, it has to be now. They don't understand the hard way that goes into
it. It's going to be the burnout generation, like...
Potentially, man. It is, man. Especially with the social media side of it, and it's like you've got to be perfect. And the funniest thing as well, like all their lives are documented now.
Yeah.
It's they don't have a. I see it with and I always question it actually because I won't say the name of it, but people will probably guess who it is. But it's like there's certain people now who, like Insta famous or socially famous.
Like the influencers and
stuff. And it's like they use the kids for that, and certain kids have all they know is that they've grown up with that, they're famous because of the kid or whatever, and you know, and you just think like, I wonder what that kid's going to be like, and you know, when they're 18 and think, you've just documented all my worst, nice, best moments.
There's no, you've not
given me the chance to say, do you know what I mean?
That's true. And that's like I decide what, you know, we decide what we want to put on.
Yeah.
But like, there's no, these kids are just, you're already in the limelight. Yeah, what are you going
to
do?
It's, yeah, do you know what I mean? It's that concept. It's why I you know, I've been fortunate. I've got to work with some really incredible people over the years. And some of them have been like child stars. Some of, I haven't, you know, some of them have come into it kind of late like me.
Yeah.
And I feel sorry for them. Some of them I'm really close mates with, and I do feel sorry for them because they've been on this pedestal since they were kids, and they're constantly reminded of that, and constantly like that pressure.
And
of
now
like,
they don't know what to do.
And don't have a fucking clue. Yeah. When it's like, we'll be, you know, we'd be out or something, and then it'll be like, oh, can I have a picture of you? So it's amazing. It's dead nice. Do you know what I mean? But it's that thing where it's like, God,
they didn't ask for that pressure.
Yeah, they can't just go to the shop and just. Or just go and get a brew and have a chat, or go walk around the shops without someone looking at them.
Yeah. It's like in our business, some of the girls are so successful, like multimillionaires, but no one knows them because they, you know, when the company asks, can we fly you out here and you, can we get you on set? They're like, no, because they made a choice that they didn't want to be that face. They just want to grind on their own and that's it. Yeah. Whereas like these certain things I'll say no and yes to, like, they wanted me on stage at Edinburgh a few months ago, and I was like, yes, sweet, can't wait.
Mm.
Wanted to do that, but it's the same thing, like, we have the choice.
Yeah.
And that, there's things I will do and things that I won't want to do.
Mm.
Mad, isn't it?
It is funny because you... I don't know, it's that thing, like you say, the constant pressure of saying yes, and I think, like you say, this next generation, they're just going to be... And with, like, say, I'm guilty of it as well. Do you know what I mean? Because I've done it in my class, and I do worry. I do worry for them. Where it's like, it's just, yeah, I've got to do it because I say I'm doing it for a like, or I'm doing it for this certain. And you're just like, that's not the real world.
Do you know what? Do you know what kills me off? I can't remember it was online. Did I think the boyfriend had just proposed? And I was so sad when I seen the post. Like the picture was like, obviously in the big, huge kiss, and like the obviously in the moment, but she's gone like this with the ring and took a picture. And the caption was, like, say the engagement was last week, it was something like reminiscing over the best, most happiest moment in my life. And I was like, but you reached your phone out and took a picture of it, so you weren't present in that moment. Mm. And I was like, fuck, that's the world we live in. Like, you couldn't have just kept that in your head. You had to take the picture to show everybody else.
Yeah.
Like, and it's a little bit different. Like, I document my whole life on social media because it's my business.
That's it. For us, it's a tool. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? We use it as a tool. People, it's like, not our be-all and end-all.
You take that far because, like, it wasn't business. It wasn't, like, I was so sad and I thought, oh, my God, like, you telling me that is the most happiest, joyous moment of your life, and you had to get a picture of it. For everyone else, like,
what?
Oh, like, wedding days are up on Facebook the night you got married, me wedding photos, and I'm like, oh my God, at my wedding, I swear down, there'll be a box at the start, and it'll be like, get your phones in that box.
Yeah.
I'll tell you when they can come out, and you can get some pictures in a bit. Like,
yeah,
don't take pictures, be in my wedding, you bastards.
Yeah, like, it's true, though, isn't it?
I don't want to be on your Instagram story walking down, I see wedding pictures now, we're all in church like that, and I'm like,
It's
a box. There's a ban. Don't piss me off.
Do you know what? People are starting to do that at gigs now, and especially comedians, which I totally get, because it's like, you know, once you've seen it, once you've seen it.
Yeah.
And I think fair play. And I remember the last gig I went, like, proper good gig I went to was like Kano at the Albert Hall. And I was guilty of that because I was like, I was stood right at the back. But it was funny, the week before, I was doing a photo shoot in there. For Michaela Miller, she was doing an album cover, and I was doing the behind the scenes of that. So we're in Albert Hall, no one in there.
Yeah.
Unbelievable, right? So I knew all like the best points to get. And I wanted to take my camera, but then I thought, you know what? I'm not, because I want to be present. And I filmed the opening bit because I wanted to capture that, because I did. But then as soon as it finished, I was like, right, phone in the pocket, and you know, I'm present. I weren't stood behind it. It was up there like that.
Yeah.
I remember just watching, and it took. That everyone was just like that, and you know, you're like,
you're not
with it, man. You know what I mean? We're here, having it, so I'm skanking away and all that, and you get to see people with the phone. Like, I'm not on the right angle. It's like,
and don't get me wrong, I'm guilty of it too, but I'm just more aware now. So, like, if I'm out with my friends, and we're at a meal, like, I refuse to speak, you know, and like, they're like, go on, and I'm like,
yeah, I'm
not talking to you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So your phone's down because you're not, I'm like, got nothing to say until that phone's out of my face. And like, yeah. They're like, for God's sake. But I just think, nah, be in the room with me or I'm not talking to you.
Yeah.
And there's some people I've actually stopped chilling with because it's so, it was so like Instagram and blah, blah, blah that I just thought, I can't chill with you anymore. Yeah. It's not on my vibe. You're not talking to me. You're talking to your phone and talking to me and I can't cope.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like too much on your phone. Just don't go anymore.
Yeah.
Mad.
I'm guilty.
So I think it's just about, we're all guilty. I think being aware.
That's what it is. It's being
like aware of same thing. Ask yourself, do you actually want to go? I can't tell you the amount of people that go, got to go away tonight, and I go, you actually don't.
Got to
do it. Realise you don't have to do it.
It's like, I need it. It's like, I need it. What are you talking about?
Like, it's just being aware, like, yeah, I might be on my phone, but I'll clock it and go, oh shit, put it away.
Yeah.
Like, if someone's talking to me, I'm like, I literally go, let me just send this text, then I can
have this
conversation. Like, I'll say it, I'm just sending a text, won't be a second.
Yeah.
Don't talk.
Do you know what I mean? Funny enough, did that with Eve yesterday, like, obviously not seeing each other.
Yeah.
And she's like, you're all right? And I was just like, just on the phone.
Yeah, stay give there, me a minute.
Like, say Happy New Year and have a proper chat. And then we had a proper good 10-minute chat. Like, say eye contact. So imperative. It's so important.
It's just manners. I couldn't be here going like this to you. Yeah. Imagine the levels of, like, rude. No.
But it's that thing it's basic manners, isn't it? And I think, like say, especially if you're at the...
You can't multitask. People...
Yeah.
I could have a chat with you, and I actually could be on here, but I'm not present in either. That's it, like, I could still say what I'm saying, but I'm not present, and there's a difference. Like, people need to understand.
I think the present thing is a really important one. I've definitely become more aware of that recently.
Yeah.
And living in the moment is really important to, because I think
it's happiness every day.
Yeah.
Like, why are you waiting, not saying you now, but like, why are you waiting till you're an actor and like doing all these amazing films? Yeah. Is that when your happiness is? Well, great, that could be in 10 years.
Yeah.
Enjoy the next 10 years.
Yeah.
Like, I think people have got it twisted. It's not the big win that is, like, the happiness is the journey, I think.
100%,
like,
yeah.
Because when you get to the top of the mountain, it's like, oh, that was cool. That's not the cool part. Like, you get to the top and you go, nice views.
Yeah.
Right. But the stories and all that shit, you know, is like in the big climb.
Do you know what? It's like this weekend we went walking the peaks. We got there, like, we got up early. We were both absolutely knackered. And you know when you're just like,
why are we doing this?
I've not slept for like a week. And it was like, no. Got to the train station, got on the train, got like a coffee, and it was simple stuff like treating myself to a coffee, do you know what I mean? Like, that was everything, coffee and a croissant on the train, on the way to Edale. I used to get that train journey all the time to go to Sheffield, and not being on my phone, actually looking out the window and enjoying it, and there was a load of other people who obviously clearly were going for a walk as well, and it was like we were on a school trip, it was mint, and we had a really good chat. And then got to Edale. And it was the journey walking up the mountain was the best bit, because when we got to the top, we couldn't see anything because the weather was shit.
Oh, it's 2 minutes. You get to the top and you go, this is nice.
And it was like...
Then what?
It was, and the best bit was going up and coming down. You're not going
to write a big story about being at the top and it was the climb.
Yeah.
Like, what you push through, what you learn, like, the banter you had, it's
that's not... That's it, mate, when we slipped on the way down, do you know what I mean? Like, that was funny.
Made it, yeah, you're not going to be like, oh, do you know what, that film changed my life. You'll be talking about the 20 years that took you to get there.
Yeah, 100%.
You're not going to... That's what you'll be talking about.
It's the people you meet as well along the way, like, some of the people I've met along the way.
Mm.
It's... I say they're the people who are important, you know what I mean? Like, the people you've come across, the experiences you've had, the funny times on set when it was a shit job or when it was a dead good job, but do you remember that time when we went and what, do you know what I mean? It's they're the important moments, and I think, like you say, as you get older, you do appreciate that, and you kind of reflect more on it, and you think, God, yeah, I did, you know.
That view at the top, like, that excitement when you get there, that view at the top lasts 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, so if you can't learn to enjoy the process and understand that's the bit that you focus on, you're actually fucked, because the minute you get to the top of that mountain, you'll be like, what's next?
Yeah.
And then your happiness is focused on getting to the top of the mountain. Yeah. but that's not what you're meant to be like. That's not the focus. I just, there's new levels, you know, in my business that I want to reach, and geez, like, they're huge. If I'm waiting to be happy till I get them, well, I've got at least another 2 years to wait.
Yeah.
Like, so what do I do for 2 years? Yeah. Miserable.
Just be miserable.
I'm just like, what can I do today that's a step closer? What am I learning? Like, I just think, get focused on the right stuff.
Yeah.
Just got to be happy every day.
Yeah. It's the fundamentals, and actually it's not doing loads of things. It's breaking it down and doing kind of one thing at a time.
Simple things. Like, say, you got coffee, like, what do you do that makes you feel good? Well, you got a coffee, you looked out the window, you went in nature, like,
yeah.
It's that, not these massive...
And it didn't, do you know what I mean? It cost less than 15 quid to do that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's like, whereas you'd spend, you know, stupid amounts of money on, you know, a new pair of trainers,
but
or...
I think people think that's what they need to do, or it's that awareness of, like, having a list of going, shit that makes me feel good, right, well, being outside, and then when you're not feeling good, whip it out and go... Can I go and see my best mate today? Yeah. Can I go and cuddle my nephew? Yeah. Can I go and get in nature 100% and then going, oh yeah, so I'm going to go and do that then. Yeah. Like, being equipped, having a little toolbox, and then getting your tools out.
That's it, isn't it?
What's in your toolbox?
Yeah, what makes you happy?
It should be only free stuff, like, go and getting a glass of water.
Yeah, do you know what I mean?
Shouldn't be like, well, I'm only going to be happy if I get a flight to Australia and spend a week in Sydney. No.
Yeah.
Like, what can you go and do that puts some tools in there?
Yeah.
On your days where you need to, like, put a bit more armour on, what can you go and grab? Who can you go and see? That's... Or music.
Music's a huge
one. If I'm feeling shit, like this morning, I whipped out the jazz and I had these, like, R&B jazz vibes on Spotify, and I was, like, thrashing around my room, and I thought, yes, like, free, put music on.
Yeah.
Where people just sit and suffer and think, well, I can't be happy because the only thing that's going to make me feel good is if I'm on holiday and I can't go there.
Yeah.
I'm like, no. Hmm. Tiny things.
I think that's a big one, and especially I've done that myself, where I've been defeatist before it's even happened. Do you know what I mean? I put up a barrier or walls where it's like, oh well, I can't do that because, and it really is turning a negative into a positive, and it is your mindset, do you know what I mean? If that means taking time to work on yourself and understanding that. And I also think as well that working on yourself and also understanding your triggers, you know what I mean? It's like yesterday, I was stressed. I was on my bike, I was riding. People were bibbing at me, do you know what I mean? I was like, fuck off, you know what I mean? I hate that, do you know what I mean? I don't want to be that guy. Went to the gym, took some time for myself, had a nice swim, nice little workout, sat in the sun. It was just like, wow, like, I feel so much better about myself. Like, it's like,
what, triggers are good. Like, I know if I go out, and I stand in Manchester, I look around, and I'm like, it just makes me feel crappy.
Yeah.
And it's not doing that stuff. And then what can you go and do? Like, say, sitting in a sauna. And then that's just why I think, like, podcasts are amazing, because you get to share what sets, like, you can do a podcast and share with people what sets you up.
Yeah.
Like, even saying to someone, you know, you're on your bike, full of rage, everyone's peeping at you. Next thing you know, you did your little things, went to gym, sat in the sauna, and this is what you got from it. Someone might go, do you know what, I'm just going to go to gym now, because I've listened to that.
Exactly. And it's that thing where, you know, where I used to be like, it's like, oh, well, I can't afford to go to the gym. It's like, well, I'll tell you what, work towards that, and that's your goal for the month, right? Save up 30 quid.
Mm-hmm.
Or 20 quid. Yeah, and, do you know what I mean? Or whatever. Or even...
Stop buying that can of Coke every day. And you go to the gym and you feel better.
And it's like, trust me, you'll feel miles better about yourself. Because I did it for years. I was like, I'd always be like, oh, I've got no money. And it's like, well, you just bought a load of booze and a bag of weed. You know what I mean?
It's like, so true.
You've just spent the money that you've earned. Because I've always worked. That's the difference. You know what I mean? I'm not one of those people who's like, I'm not from money or anything like that. So it's like,
aware of what they're... You know, spending like on skin, and I'm like, but somehow you manage to do X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
You're not skint, you're just wasting your money on shit, and you don't even realise, like, even just a coffee a day, where there's like 80 quid a month if you're doing that in Starbucks. Like,
that's what I'm saying. Like, the other day to go, like, that coffee was such a treat for me.
Yeah,
and I bet everyone else in prep was like, I have this every day, what are you on about, mate?
Yeah.
But for me, like,
I'm the same.
I've not had
a
Fiverr. Yeah, do you know what I mean? It's like, But it is, it's true, like, it's like, it's so
people
true.
They're not, like, obviously my job is signing people up to business, selling my products, and I hear daily, I've got no money. I'm like, I don't even need to ask you about your lifestyle to know that you're wasting money on nothingness. Mm. Like, you just bought that sandwich, like, and you probably do that a few times a week, like, make your dinner, like, really? I just help people be aware of, really, because your Facebook says otherwise. You didn't say you were skint when you walked in Starbucks or went and got smashes weekend. Priorities. Yeah, man.
That's it, isn't it? Priorities.
Priorities. Mm.
That's the thing with me as well. Like, I spent so much of my youth and kind of early years of, like, yeah, just going out and getting pissed. And, you know, you're like, I never enjoyed it either. I'm not up in the, yeah, do you know what I mean? And when I think
Thursday,
about it.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Just like, and you just think. Do you know what I did? It was more about. I just like going out and having a dance, mate, being amazing. I wouldn't have been asked about drinking.
Yeah.
The problem is for me, because I grew up in, like, I think most people, you grew up in a household where people like a drink and you go to the bar. I grew up in pubs, you know what I mean? Yeah, it weren't a bad thing, it was great, I learned loads, but it did make me realise, like, I don't want to do that.
That's what your environment was at the time where you didn't choose it, and that's fine, but now you can.
Now I'm like, it's
scary though, isn't it?
It's mad,
to think. I was speaking to my friend about this the other day, and he was saying, like, it's so scary to think what you can be born into and not realise, and then not even see the impact that it's having. Then you've got to have that mindset to choose different. When you know different, you've got to do different. Like, when you're a kid, we get all the, like, impressioned on and all sorts. We don't know any different, but once you start to know different, then you've got a choice.
Yeah.
Like, you know, then you have a choice, and then it's up to you. But it's scary to. Some people don't ever get to that point where they realise they've got a choice, and they're like, oh, well, you know, this is how I've grown up. And I'm like, it's not your excuse.
Yeah, especially now, like I say, we're 30 now, do you know what I mean? It's not like. Again, it's that thing where. Oh, it was like that the other day.
We're so old.
We finished the walk, and we're all like, got me knee, got me, and we're like, oh, we're old. And it's like. But then you realise, like, we're not old. We're actually in our prime. It's you know, 30s.
And then you meet someone and they're like, how old are you? And you're like, 21, and all these new girls joining business. And I'm like, you make me ill. 10 years fresher than me.
But then you realise, like, they don't have a clue.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They've got the energy, and they've got the
what they've got the bugs.
And the thing is, it's the experience, man. That's the thing I've learned. The amount of. And I think that's why it took me so long to start the podcast, is I was a bit kind of like, well,
just got to start.
Why would anyone be interested in anything? Well, people are interested.
Even because, if one person
and it's like,
listens and goes, wow, like, thanks, mate, like, love that.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? So, we had it, I did one with Benji, had a lovely.
And it's helping you, right? Well,
that's,
well,
I said that in one of the first podcasts. I was like, I'm being selfish here. This is for me. Because
but when you're doing that, because you're not doing it to be I think if you're going to put a piece of content out there, don't do it for likes, don't do it for engagement, don't do. If you're just doing it to speak your truth, that's when it will be most successful. Mm. Because if you're trying to say or do something because you want everyone else to love it, you're doing it for the wrong reason.
100%.
So doing a podcast because you just got some shit to say, people are gonna love it anyway.
Yeah, and it's mad, the response and the exactly. And it's
you didn't do it for that.
Yeah, exactly. And you don't I don't know, it's the thing, in all the years I've been doing this, and I've been doing this for a very long time, it's probably the thing I'm most proud of, genuinely, because 100%. I've done it by myself.
You're not
do you know what I mean?
It's like a bit of a path. You're not doing it for money.
Nope.
You're doing it because you want to, and it's a release, like.
It's a passion project.
It's like a hobby.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And don't get me wrong, the aim is for me to make it legitimate and a business and something that I could. And I know it will.
There's no pressure for it.
But there's no, I'm not like, oh my God, do you know what I mean? It's like, I've got to do this and I've got to do that. I enjoy doing it. I enjoy talking to people. That's what I miss. I miss the art of conversation.
Mm.
I've always liked talking to new people. I've always liked talking to my mates who I've not spoke to and reminisce about things that, how we became friends or how we met. And you also, that other person's perspective. Do you know what I mean? Listening to other people is, you know, it's how we grow. It's how we learn. And also, it's how we become more of a community as well. You know, looking at a picture or a video is all well and good, but actually listening to someone is a whole different kettle of fish. And it's almost like we're losing it now, but that's what the great thing about podcasting is. It's coming back
like
in a big way.
You feel like you're in someone's life, don't you?
Yeah, of course,
you can
man.
Hear them.
Well, that's what I wanted as well. I felt I wasn't... Benji asked a great question in the last podcast. He said, when you put content out, do you feel like you have to, you know, put the polished, finished article out? And I'm always like, no, I made a choice when I started Instagram to not do that. Mm. And obviously, it doesn't mean that I haven't got loads of followers.
Yeah,
or
yeah. And that might change, and that's fine.
And I couldn't give a fuck how many people follow me. She genuinely couldn't, like, I don't. But the people who do follow me are friends, people who I might not know, but then there's people who I've looked up to, do you know what I mean? Mm. And I've messaged on Instagram, and like I say, I won't name names because I don't need to, but there's like some of them are like people who are, you know, genuinely like look up to and are heroes of mine, and they've messaged me back going, yeah, I appreciate that, mate, and like keep doing what you're doing, and I see you and stuff like that. Or even one of my boys, Reese, who said it the other day, you know what I mean? He said, you know, I see you, bro, we keep doing your thing. And, you know, me and Reese go way back, man. We were kids, we were mates since like nursery, do you know what I mean? And I've not seen him in about 10 years, but it's allowed me to connect back with people, and also have people listen to what I've been doing, and actually, because obviously they'll
people
see
people are nosy, like you might think, oh god, no one's interested, but they actually give a shit. It's weird, isn't it? No one would care that we were sat in this room chatting shit, but they're like, feel like I'm in that room.
Mate, this will be the biggest one. Yes, I guarantee it. I genuinely know it will, because it's honest.
Yeah,
it's open. 100%. And there's no filter. You've not, but you know, there's no hidden agenda here. We were literally before this, we were talking, dropping absolute knowledge on each other, like putting the world to rights, talking about the education system. And then finally I was like, you said it then, didn't you? Like, I want to do a podcast, I thought I might last year, it's going to happen this year. And I was like, right, we're doing it now. And that's the hardest thing, it's the starting. It's like, so I implore anyone, do you know what I mean? If there's something that you want to do and you keep thinking about it, bloody do it, do you know what I mean? Back yourself, that's the most important. Have confidence in yourself, man. Do it, because... like I say, unfortunately, no, the world's hard enough as it is, and there's 101 people who are doing it already, but that doesn't matter. It's being unique to yourself. There's not another you, do you know what I mean? And I think that's what's really important, to remember that. Because we do get lost, do you know what I mean? You've got to do this and you've got to do that, and the pressures of society now, especially on social media, bloody hell, man. I do feel for the next generation, because I've got the ability to step away from that and be like,
we had the world without it. They don't know anything else. It's going to get worse.
Yeah. It's that thing of like, oh, I'm not feeling great, or I'm feeling good, I'm going to capture this now. Whereas for me, it's like, well, if I'm not feeling good,
haven't got the tools to support what you, like, there's a difference. You might be doing that to spread awareness, you might have the tools to deal with it. It's the ones who don't know why they're doing it, aren't aware, and then have nothing to support themselves with the aftermath.
Yeah.
Like, just going back to what you said about, like, you do your podcast with a passion.
Mm.
Like, I think everybody, and I always say this to everyone, so I have piano lessons. I've had them for it's actually a year this month. And I always say to everyone, like, you have to do something to make money. And I realised this time last year, everything I did or touched or communicated with was because I was building business or trying to build business.
Yeah.
And had nothing that I just loved for a passion, even when I'm in the gym. Yes, I love gym, but it's back into my business, you know.
Yeah.
Like,
health,
it was still all related. So it got to a point where I was like, right, ask myself what... And, like, there'll be things that you know you want to do, so I would write them down, like, what would you love to, if you had all the time and money in the world, like, what's the stuff that makes you might not even be good at it, but, like, what's the thing that makes you feel excited if you could go and do it? Mine was, like, playing the piano, dance, like, photography, and I was like, right, well, what can I start? Because I feel like when you're doing something that isn't money-orientated or business-orientated, that is just a passion...
Mm.
You're at your best state. So when I'm, like, playing piano, I do that, or whatever else I do, I get in a better state to build my business because I'm in this creative mode. There's no pressure there. Like, what can you go and do that is, like, write some shit down that you would love to, is it, do you want to learn a language? Like, do you want to get in the gym? Like, what makes you feel like you, if you were doing it, you get excited, riding a horse, I don't know. Yeah. I think everyone needs a hobby that's not work-related, relationship-related, money-related. It's just something you go and get lost in, half an hour drawing, painting, whatever.
Yeah,
go and do a class because you're actually at your, like, most peaceful, joy self.
Yeah.
And then that spreads back into everything else you're trying to do anyway.
Yeah.
So, like, your podcast, love that because there's no pressure, you're doing it because you love it. Well, actually, that's pouring back into everything you're doing because you just love it.
It makes me
you're not
feel
trying
good.
To impress anyone.
Yeah,
you're
it's not, I'm not just you know what I mean? It's not like, oh, look at me and like, look at my story.
What
and
my, you're saying, not, like, we're just chatting. If people resonate, sweet.
Yeah, hopefully people do. You know And that's the weird thing now, especially after last year, is I've realised it does. And that's why now, I've not done one for a while.
Mm.
And it's gotten me down a little bit and the pressure on me. But I realise it's not just, I'm not just doing it for me now. I am doing it for people. The most important thing, I'm doing it for myself because it makes me happy.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy doing it. I enjoy chatting to people. I just do. I connect with people on a different level. And like, say you learn something, like you bang on there with the piano. Mine's guitar. You know what I mean? Yeah. Mine's this year's learning Spanish. My boy Josh, he's teaching me how to speak Spanish because I wanted to do it for years.
And I think it's like, people are going to, you're going to get old and you're going to die. And when you're 100 years old and you're rocking chair, this is how I make my life decisions now, by the way.
Yeah.
I literally look at my 100-year-old self rocking away over there with all the bones and stuff. And I'm like, would she be fuming if I didn't go take that holiday? Like, last month, last month I was like, oh, a bit miserable. Went online, there was tickets to Barcelona for like 100 quid.
No way.
Bam, I went. And I was like, shouldn't really be taking money or time out of my business at this time of year. It was 4 days. And I thought, would my 100-year-old self be going, like, literally beating me, like, get on the plane. Yeah. And I was like, ah, fuck it, booked it. And that's what it is, like, if you've, like, I think, would my 100-year-old self be like, learn a language?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, please play the guitar. Like, that's the shit. Like, I have to look to my rocking chair self and see what she says because that, like, you know, should you take that risk on that guy or whatever, like, and I'm like, just go all in.
Yeah.
Because people are too scared and then I think they go, oh, I'm too old or whatever, like, remember, I think now you've got to do it because you're going to regret it.
That's the thing, and, you know,
and I can't deal with that, mate. I left. My whole business fell apart. I'm bankrupt. But you know what? I had the fucking time of life, and I was...
And I give it a fucking go.
And
you know
I'll do it
mean?
All again.
And I've met some of the sickest people.
I say that to myself. I remember on the flight thinking, am I all right with everything at home disappearing? And no, I wasn't, but I was like, yeah, because you know what? I'll come on and I'll do it all again.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that, so sweet, go and have a good time.
Yeah.
And I swear to God, that was 2016. The year that followed... Like, without the year that come before, don't even know how to cope. It's like, it was the time of my life. Yeah. Like, I swear to God, time of my life. And it's like, well, you couldn't have paid me for that.
Yeah.
So, like, no money in the world could have ever given me what that gave me. So, yes, that's what you've got to do.
There you go. I think that's one of the best ways of looking, like you say, looking at, you know, you as an older self and then going back. Because if you do chat to old people, that's their biggest thing.
Like, travel the world.
Yeah, don't
worry.
Yeah.
Don't fall in love a million times.
Yeah,
like, stop being scared.
Yeah.
Make sure you go and play the guitar every single day.
Yeah,
like, why do... How mad, how mad this? Right, when's the last time you played guitar?
A while ago.
Right, stop
last
it there.
Year.
And how does it make you feel when you play the guitar?
Just happy, man. It's just in a safe place.
So you see that, yeah?
Yeah.
In a safe place, happy man with a grin on your face.
Yeah.
Well, how the fuck do we make so much time for work? We make so much time for shit we don't really want to be doing.
Yeah.
And we don't even give 10 minutes to the thing that just put a big smile on your face
went, isn't
happy
it?
Man.
Isn't it, man? It's true.
But you
can
find
mad,
time. And I'm like, I'm fortunate enough to love my business, love my life. And this was a choice I wanted to come and do this because too much time on my hands.
Yeah.
I'm loving it in here as well.
Yeah.
And I'm like, these are choices. But some people spend 8 hours a day at a job they hate, surrounded by people that they can't stand, and won't give themselves 1 hour a week doing something that they love.
Yeah. It don't make any sense, does it? But again, I feel like we're almost...
It's like mad.
It's built in us, yeah. To be like, oh, well, yeah, we can do that. It's always putting it off, isn't it? I think that's the big the big one. I think we always put it off. And that's the funniest thing as well. Like,
but playing your guitar is the one thing that's going to put you on this, like, higher energy, make you feel better, invite all that happy, that grin you just did when you went, happy man, because I'm the same when I'm playing the piano, I'm somewhere else.
Yeah.
So I have to make time for that because I want to be up there.
Yeah.
And then it invites creativity, and especially with you, that invites creativity and invites them vibes come in, everything else gets better.
Mm.
But why do we not give ourselves, why is our time everyone else's?
Yeah.
Like, but we don't do the... What are we doing, what are you actually doing if you're not doing the stuff you love? You're doing the shit you hate.
Yeah.
That is mad.
Yeah. Don't make any... That's what I mean. It's like common sense. It's like...
mad.
It doesn't work.
I knew you were going to tell me you haven't played guitar for ages. That's why I asked. And I thought, there we go.
There you go, innit?
Like, you have to make time for that.
Yeah. You have. You really do. It's like you're saying, going away. I've been away for work, but I'd not been on holiday for like 4 years. Yeah. Went to Barca. And it was like, spent a couple of days, stayed on a boat. It was sick. And you know when you just like...
You just feel...
We didn't spend a load of dough either, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, it's not...
Just
it's,
cheap and it, cheerful.
I think you just...
It was great. And you know, you just think like, how's it took 4 years for me to go on holiday? Because again, it's that pressure that I can't say no to a job and I can't take time for myself. It's
bloody ridiculous, man. The vibrational energy you get from, it's not the, I don't know, like, I read a book recently and it was saying something very similar to what we're talking about, and it was saying it's not the, like, one day, like, say in Barcelona, shutting off, will do more for your business in the year following, if you get that energy from it, than grinding for the whole year with no break point pressure on yourself. That one day off in that place will do more, bring you more money, more success, like, in the world than it would had you not done it and carried on grinding in that place. But I go away for a few days to Bath, so I'm like, I come on with that energy and fire it in.
Yeah.
Like, on my terms.
Yeah.
But people just can't understand, like, I can't stop, and I'm like, you'll be made to stop very soon.
Well, you're going to burn out. It's inevitable, isn't it?
You've got to... Well, you just send me a message once you've played your guitar.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, and you'll do it and you'll be like, shit, why have I, like, that place is, whatever makes you do that, man, feeling is what you should be doing more of, because it will get into other areas of your life. Yeah,
definitely. It's I think everyone's got a creative side. I think that's one of the big things for me as well, to try and get that out of people as well, because I've known for a long time I've been creative, but it took me a long time to admit it to myself and also be confident enough to say, I am a creative person, I am an artist, I do all these jobs which people think, but again, it's something that, I tell you what I did the other day, which was really good, and I started writing again, which was really good, and that's one of my creative things, where... And it was funny, I did it at the end of the year, actually. I wrote something down, and it was funny, because Eve made me read it out. Because I was like, nah. And she was like, nah. She went, hey, everyone, stop. Jack's going to read this out. And I was like, you know, you're like, shut up, Eve. And then I read it, and it was like, everyone's like, right, that was really good, mate. And you know, and it wasn't the justification of people like thinking, oh, it was good. It was just the fact I put it out there, because I've got pages and pages of stuff I've written, and I've never shared it with people because it's for me. But then you realise, like, oh, that could help someone. It could.
I don't think anything's ever for you. I honestly think, like, everything's on purpose. Everything you've been through is on purpose, because I just believe that it was meant to be shared. Like, can I explain what I mean? Like, I just think that on purpose, I went through all this stuff on purpose.
Yeah.
And I think if you can find the courage to share it, like, I think it's meant to, I honestly think it's meant to be shared, so that the next person who might not think something comes after that knows that something does come after.
100%.
Like, you love writing and you write it all down. I'm like, no, my brain's already going, nah, you best go back through that book and get that on a podcast.
Yeah. definitely.
Because you were given obviously a gift to write, but not just for you, I don't think.
Yeah. It's, like, no, it's so true. I mean? It's so true.
And I don't even know you that well.
No.
Like, you were, that was because you're meant to be telling that story
yeah.
that is going to inspire someone else, save someone else. Yeah. You never know.
That's it. I remember listening to a podcast, Joey Diaz, who's like,
imagine
one of my favorite.
Dating Chavez.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? And he, God, he's had a mad life, and he, you know, was in prison and all that stuff, and came out, ended up becoming a comedian, ended up doing a podcast. And I remember being in this flat about 2 years ago now, and I was so low, man. I didn't have internet or anything, but what I used to do, I used to download the podcast to it, and then I could go back and listen to him.
Yeah.
And I remember just sitting there, and he was saying, I remember being really low, and, you know, I realised, and, you know, fortunately, I got a new stand-up was my serenity. You know, that was my passion. That's what I love to do. And that's what gave me the confidence to, you know, to be the person I am today. And that's when I was just like, right, fucking snap out of it, kid. Come on, stop fucking wallowing in yourself, pity. Like, you've got it hard. You've got it fucking easy, mate, compared to a lot of people. Mm. And, yeah, now the podcast's a year old.
And if you didn't have the courage to say that...
Yeah, I wouldn't be here.
Exactly. Simple as that. And I just think you've got to pay it forward. Like, you at some point have the courage to say that too, because one day someone will click your podcast and be like, oh, shit, could be one thing.
Yeah.
One thing can change your life.
Yeah,
one thing that someone says. If you feel it and you go, oh, that's me. Right now, that is me. Like, I always encourage, like, my business story is wild in my business, but I don't talk about it. I talk about where I was before, and I was broke and I was miserable. And it's that bit that people listen to and go, oh, that's me now. Yeah. Oh my God, fuck, what did you find? Because maybe I need to look at it.
Yeah.
You know, like, no one cares about the stuff now. They're like, where you came from, what you went through, because that's the bit where they'll resonate with you.
Yeah, definitely.
And then they're like, oh my God, like, love this guy. Let me listen to more of his podcasts. Yeah. Like, let me share it. Too many people full of shit online, and I think being real will win.
It's starting to come out now, and that's why, like,
you've got to be see-through. People know bullshit.
Well, I'm sure you're the same. It's probably because where we're from as well. I think when you're from up north and you just have a bullshit detector, don't you? Yeah. You're like, nah, mate, I'm not having that.
Yeah.
Or it's that thing where you're like, oh, I've just done this, and you're like, mate, you've set that up, what you're talking about. But people are that deluded. It's like, oh, God, it's real. And I think that's the thing for me, because kind of the Wizard of Oz kind of analogy of, like, behind the curtain. I've seen behind the curtain, and I've been part of that. Do you know what I mean? So I think that's why I'm now more than ever. Because I like to think I've always been open and honest.
Mm-hmm.
To a point, not always, but now more than ever I am. Because, again, I realise that that's who I am. That's what, you know, makes me tick. And also, what gives me an advantage over a lot of other people, because I will say what I think, you know what I mean? I'm not trying to please everyone.
Why is everyone scared to?
Yeah, well, that's the big issue, isn't it? It's gotten to a point now where...
Perfect, like...
Yeah, it's like people are scared to challenge people.
Like you say, allow people in. Like, people probably look at me on Instagram and think, oh my God, like, dead successful, you've got this, got that. And I want to speak about, like, I always speak about my struggles, because I would hate to think some girl looked at me and thought, I have my shit together.
Mm.
I need to tell you, I do not.
Well, this is why I wanted to do it, because it was that thing of...
Say, probably same with you, like, the model.
And it's like, oh my God, I had a picture in an Italian boat, honestly, because people thought I'd become a millionaire. I probably said it on the podcast before. And it was like... I was literally, I did the photo shoot the day before for free, just because I'd worked with her, doing another free shoot with someone, it was just because the photographer was dead cool and we got on really well. And he was like, can I take your picture? And I was like, of course I can. Like, I'd love to work with you again.
Yeah.
He sent me the picture and just put boom. I was riding to here. It didn't, as soon as that picture came through, don't get me wrong, I was buzzing with my tits off, you know what I mean? But it didn't make me think...
Everyone else will think, he's made it, he's got this life.
He's got this life. Mate, I was in here an hour later, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Packing samples and having a brew and having a chat with people, do you know what I mean? And it's like, that to me is...
I just think not enough people our age are, especially if you are, like, kind of, I know we're in different industries, but we're very much... social media front, innit, you know.
That's our tool, innit?
I feel like we should be going, hey, listen, I know I put that fucking picture up and I posted my success, but you guys didn't see all the times I cried trying to get that, all the shit that I went through, all the times I doubted myself, all the, that should be shared at the same time. And I just think podcast is a very special way of doing that, because you can't fake energy. You can't fake. You can't get on a podcast and talk and chat shit about people knowing. You wouldn't even be doing... Well, they're not doing it, are they? Because they've got nothing to say.
That's it. Well, that's another thing as well. They haven't got anything to say. The amount of people who are like, this and that and that and that. And then it's like, well, actually, when you go through all that, they go, what are you actually trying to say?
Mm.
And what you're saying is absolute fucking breeze. Like, you're not...
It's not real.
It's not people real. It's not... You're not... Real. You've got no... I don't know, substance, that's the word. You've got nothing.
You've got the sauce.
You haven't got the raw sauce, mate, you know what I mean? But it's true, it's that thing, and sadly, we're becoming a society now where we're building those people up.
Without showing them this side.
And because they haven't got that side, and we're letting the people who are the people who should be picking up and giving the support and the money and the success to... We're shunning them, do you know what I mean? And that's what's so it's why it's and that's why it stops a lot of people doing stuff.
I think I don't give a shit about where you're at now. What know where you came from? What did you go through? How did you build that success? How did you get resilient? Like, how did you come through that? Like, that's the stuff I want to hear. Because otherwise you're gonna bore the shit out of me. I'm not interested. I don't care about your money in the bank. I'm not in, like, it's funny because people always go to me, Danielle, you just wouldn't think you had the life that you did because of how I behave and act and look. And I'm like, exactly. Yeah, like,
that's the difference, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it does not interest me at all. Like, I want to know the shitty shit. Like, I want you to tell me how hard it really was. Not just, well, hey, let's smash. When I interview leaders in my industry, I'm like, I'm not interested in how you got to the top in terms of how fast you did it, all the money that was involved to get there. I want you to tell me how many times you almost quit the business, how many people you brought in and left, how many people you had to spend hours coaching. Like, tell me that stuff.
Yeah.
Because
the real stuff, the real talk, because it's like, that's what's going
to... Someone goes, you know what? It was fucking hard. But do you know what? Best thing I ever did, worth it. I had to work hard for 6 years, and my next position in the business, when I hit it this year, it'll have took me 6 fucking years. I've been at the same position for 5 of them, and it's like, I can't wait to tell that story, because most people want the life-changing money that I'm about to get when I hit that, but don't want to do the work.
That's,
and I'm like,
yeah,
if I said to you now, you can have this life 6 years from now, do you want it? Everyone goes, yeah, and I'm like, but do you though? Because you won't stay in the arena. You'll be like, oh, it's not working. Whereas I've always known I'd have it.
Yeah.
I just was willing to go through 10 years for that.
Well, this is the thing.
The same with you. You're going to have it.
I know, it's coming,
it's
mate.
It's yours.
It's like the last one with my dad. I love them to bits, and I'm
but
so...
But they're like, come on now.
But they're like, when are you going to get a real... Do you know what I mean? When are you going to get a... It's like, trust me.
It's what you came to do.
This is what I'm here for.
Yeah.
And you don't see that.
You don't see the time, does
when, it? When it does happen, and I pray, touch wood, I just hope they're here to see it. Like, that's the only thing. Because it will happen. I've got no doubt.
And then you'll be able to go, yeah, you little shits. I was here for... Listen...
Yeah, do you remember those weddings and all those parties and shit?
All the free work.
All the free work I did.
You didn't see that?
Yeah.
I didn't just get plucked at, like, and that's what I'm talking about. Like, I can't wait to go. Like, I'm like, yeah, speed's great, but it don't tell me anything about who you are.
No.
If you're still doing it 10 years in, that tells me everything about who you are.
100%, yeah.
When everyone's getting paid and winning, of course you're going to stay in the arena. What about when you're not getting paid and you're not winning?
Yeah.
They're the type of people that I'm looking for, like, especially in what I do. Like, I'm looking to see, well, who's got that determination, who's going, I don't care how long this takes me, I'm in. And that's, that's the story I want to tell. Like, it took me, I went real fast to the top of the company in the whole year. And then 5 years after that, I stayed at that position.
Yeah.
Then on the 6th year, like, everything changed. Like, I've built it up. So this year is the year that promotion's coming through. And it's going to be, like, life-changing. And everyone's going to go, oh, my God, have you done that? And I'm like, six years of people pecking my head, saying no, repeating myself, doing the same shit, simple things day in, day out. You lot just weren't willing to go through that 6 years. Mm. You quit too soon.
That's it. But that's the thing that... there's a quote, I can't remember who it is. famous actor. And he says that. It's like, it's not that I'm successful because I'm really good. It's, I didn't quit. I never gave up. And you know, when you just...
The only way you're not going to be an actor is if you decide today, fuck it, it's not for me.
It's not for me, yeah. And there's been times, there's been loads of times I stopped and thought, nah, I can't do. But when it's in you and it's your passion...
That's what you're here for.
And it's that believing in yourself and having that positive self-talk. And like I say, if you don't believe in yourself, how's anyone else going to believe in you?
And along the journey, like, being unapologetic enough to go, I need to go bath for a weekend and fill up, and being all right, like, or I need to say no to this. Like, this is, you can't cheat the process. So you're in the process is what it is, but you can do little things in the process that will make that, like, better. You can have a negative process experience or you can have a buzz of a wave or a drowning of a wave.
Well, that's saying it. It's constant peaks and troughs, isn't it?
You can't cheat that bit, so what are you going to do?
And it's like, I always, there's a great quote my friend told me when we were at uni. I say it a lot on the podcast. And it's funny, I was chatting to Joel today and we're going to meet up, because we've not seen each other since we left uni. It's a bloody joke, mate. He's the first person I met at uni, one of my best mates at uni. And we're going to meet in Edale and go for a walk. And he used to say it to me all the time, a setback is set up for a comeback. And mate, I live my life like that, and I've said that to people, and it's stuck with them. And you know, that's the problem. Like, a lot of people hear quotes and stuff, and they're like, "Oh bloody hell, it is what it is," and you know, so mantras or whatever.
Perception you've got.
It's having that positive attitude, that positive vibe, like you say, having that ability to be.
It changed the question you ask yourself. Like, something bad coming through. You're not like, I hand on heart, weirdly enough, train my brain like. Something bad's going on, I'm like, so what has this come to teach me about my life and myself?
Exactly.
Like, because anywhere I've ever got anything good, anywhere amazing, only ever came off me learning a big fat lesson.
Yeah.
So instead of going, why me? I always go, right, it's obviously something I need to learn, or that wouldn't have come my way.
That's it, isn't it?
Like, I think even if like a friend leaves my life, or boyfriends left me, or even like when people, you know, have passed away, I've literally gone, so what do I need to learn? Because something's happening here. To like, I feel like you've got two paths. You're on the wrong one and the right one. And if people can just stop like getting so hung up on when something bad happens and they're like, but this is the path I wanted to be on. I'm like, no, it wasn't. You have this path, wrong and right. And if you got derailed, it's because you were on the wrong path and you just need to trust it. Like, so if someone leaves my life, like this guy, I'm going to call him the guy. If this guy decides I'm not for him or whatever, I'll just be like, cool, because you were obviously here to teach me something, and he already has a million things. But I'm just saying, you weren't my path. So you leaving is throwing me back onto the right path, where so many people get so... Like literally cling on, don't they, to that resistance or that change. And I'm like, you're missing the point.
Yeah, like, you're missing that point to grow and evolve.
Like, just trust it's chucked you back onto the right path. Not, no, I want to stay with this guy. Or like, no, well, I'm like, no, let it go.
Where you're relying on somebody else to make you happy. And you can't do that. I did that with Adam, with exes. And then it's got to a point where...
You grow, don't you, though?
You do, and you learn, and you...
And you share it, and teach everyone else.
That's it, isn't it, mate? I remember my mate said it to me a few weeks ago. Oh, God, it creased me. Absolutely buried me. And it was... Because, obviously, it was my first kind of, like, proper relationship. Because, again, I've always been on this path. Do you know what I mean? Of knowing, like, this is what I'm going to do. And then...
I'm like, you're going to tell me some banter now.
And it's... And he basically was just like, he was like, yeah, do you know what? We were really worried about you, mate. Because I'm in a very good place. And I knew he was in a bad place. I wasn't a good person. I didn't like that person who I was. I was a dickhead. Like, I genuinely can admit that. I weren't a nice person to be around. And I've always been a positive person. So to see that, and have my family and friends admit that and say it now, and I remember he said it and it creased me up. He's like, yeah, no, at one point, mate, he's like, I nearly give you a blowjob myself just to fucking wet. And you know, when it just gets you, and I couldn't stop laughing because it was like, because it was just that thing of like, lad, you're mint, like, back, you know, where's the Jack Wiener who's fucking dead nice and, you know, treats everyone lovely, and is a gentleman, the way I've been brought up. I have been brought up to be a gentleman, and that's now one of my big priorities, especially for young men, is to make people
think that's cool.
Yeah, and to understand like the value of that, and to have morals and respect, and to respect yourself, but also respect women. Do you know what I mean? Not, you know, have that ability to. And again, I've done stuff in the past I'm not proud of, but I've learned from it. Do you know what I mean? And
it's but like me... you just said then, like this shitty person who didn't want to be blah blah blah, and that, my brain's going, yeah, but you wouldn't be this guy now without that.
Oh, I'm so grateful for it.
You have. That was you, because it was part of your journey and your story. Is that because you're supposed to be sharing that? Teaching these guys how to, like, what's cool, what's not cool. Yeah. Like, I just, everything's mad. Like, so many people try and bury the past or hide away from how they used to behave and shun it off. And I'm like, nah, tell that story because that's where them shitty people still are. So you're going to resonate with them, and then you're going to tell them, but here's how I flipped it up, here's who I am now. Like, I just think you shouldn't even hide from your past, because all them experiences were given to you so you can tell the story. No one else is going to tell it. Yeah. So I just think you were given that, whoever that was, because you were supposed to tell a story on it.
Yeah, definitely.
Do you know what I mean?
It's so true, and I think when you actually tap into that and you... understand, like you were saying before, about a negative moment. Now, when I have a negative moment, and Tim said it on one of the podcasts as well, and now I do that because of him, and I know you do it yourself, you almost embrace it. You have to embrace it. Yeah, you have to live that negative, that feeling. Like, not forever, but just
what is this?
Why is my body feeling like this? And it's the whole thing I go back to, and I always say to people, trust your gut, man. Because when you know, most of the time it's going to help, you know what I mean? It is going to help you, because, not all the time, because obviously you get things wrong and things happen, but again, that's a life lesson.
When you know
who you are, deep down, everyone knows who they are, and you know, and the person you want to become, it's like, well, they're the tests. They, you know, whether people come back in your life or new people come in your life, they're there to, like you say, to almost test you and be like, well, what am I learning from this person, or this scenario, this problem, or this issue? How can I
It's like that blind faith in yourself, what you were here to do. And I think when you can tap into that, like, you start to not give a fuck about who comes. Like, it's like, we're here, that's where we're meant to be, and then all this shit in the middle, like, you know where you're going to be, so you kind of stop caring about everything that falls in and out of line with it, because I just think to myself, right, well, he wasn't meant to be the guy, or this wasn't meant to be the path, or I just so weirdly have this like blind faith in my entire life, and I think is what it is.
Yeah.
And then people get, I don't know, you've got to move, I don't know, maybe we were supposed to help people move into that space.
Yeah, maybe. With the stories. I truly believe that.
Having someone real, having a normal, like, that would be so empowering, like having a normal guy speak on shit like this, like being a gentleman, blah, 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 because normal guys wouldn't go and listen to a Gary Vee podcast because they think, fuck him, you're all right, you're famous, you've done... But if a normal guy come through saying shit like that, that would capture my attention, because that's who you're trying to speak to. I'm trying to, you know, I want to empower people too, and it's like, you've got to go back there. You've got to do a podcast on who you were in 2011, I don't know what the date was, but, like, you know, you've got to... I just think the more people can just honestly be... honest and true, and like, so many people are just acting like they've got shit together. I did a post on Facebook, it was like the 3rd of Jan, and I think in there, but does anyone else feel like they've just been spat out at the back end of 2019, been dragged through a hedge backwards and landed in 2020 with all this pressure, like, what the fuck? That's how I felt. I was like, all this pressure, like, I've got to do these goals, I've got to set this, and I was like, hang on a minute, no, I fucking don't, it's just the 1st of Jan, do whatever the fuck I want. Like, and everyone was like, oh my god, like, that made me feel better. And I thought, yeah, because why is everyone acting like, woo, new year? I was like, can't even cope with the pressure of this new year. For about the first few days of Jan, I was a bit like, oh my god, anxiety was through the roof. So I thought, I'm going to tell everyone, I feel like I've just been like, caught in a hurricane and thrown into 2020, and I'm going, oh my God, what's going on?
Yeah.
That's what I said on the post, and everyone was like, oh God. And I thought, yeah, because everyone's chatting shit online. You're chatting shit. I know you're having a meltdown. Talk about it, but why are you pretending that, like, everything's shiny? I'm like, my, it is not shiny. I am not okay.
Yeah.
I'm like...
But it's that thing. Again, it's that thing, isn't it? It's, you know, it's okay not to be okay. Do you know what I mean? And I think that's that thing we've got a massive front. Social media's brought
this world where...
It's like, I'm living my best life. Yeah, it's like, that. Mate,
you're not.
Mate.
And just say
it's like, because I'm not. I'm fucking nowhere near where I want to be.
And
it's not
you go, oh my God, does anyone else just had a fucking shitty day? I'd be like,
yeah.
Me. Because I'm sick of everyone like, oh my God. I'm like, when I'm at the gym, some of my stories like, cannot be arsed. And I'm on the gym, but I'm here.
But I'm here,
like,
and I'm doing it.
I'm not trying to say, oh my God, I've jumped up. I'm like, I'm the first to go, I did not get out the right side of bed today, but here's what I did to set myself up and change that. Hope it helps. Like,
yeah,
I'm sick of this false level.
Yeah.
Well, people just false, and I think you're not really though, are you? Your business isn't booming, and who cares? Tell the story.
Yeah.
I'm just like, tell the story. Tell me where you're at. Yeah. I'll follow your journey and I'll support you, mate.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like,
well, that's it.
I'll share your shit.
Share your shit. That's it. When I was chatting to her, I was waiting for a walk, going to Fletcher Moss, and I bumped into a group who were doing. They were doing like a little shoot, and I was just like, yo, safe, do you know what I mean? And just give them a bit of, you know, oh, that's wicked, that man. I'll follow you on Insta type thing. And you know when you could just see these people just like, what, really? And it's like, yeah. Like,
yeah.
If I can help you, because I dig what you're doing. You're in a park on a Sunday doing a shoot for your clothing label.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're from Birmingham, but you're in Manchester doing it. Yeah. And you've got a sick pit. And
we are the same people.
You're dead nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I was doing that 2 years ago, do you know what I mean? I remember... Probably about a year before that, I was doing enough. I was walking. Two girls were doing a shoot, and they needed a reflector just to get the perfect shot.
Mm.
And I knew the perfect shot because I've shot there hundreds of times. Right, you need to swap that over. Did it? I tell you what. Okay, 10 minutes. Let me do it.
Yeah, yeah.
Got involved. Did it, and it was just I filmed them. They filmed it. I don't even know who those girls are.
Yeah.
But it helped them out. Hello. Yes, girl.
There he is.
Here he is. Lads, we're doing a podcast.
We have fallen asleep in the sample box. We have been having it out. Like, I mean, you've missed everything.
Yeah.
What have you got to bring to this table?
Yeah.
What's your ticket?
Yeah. He's just walked in. Dan's like, mate, I've just walked in, mate. I don't even know.
Good morning,
man. You know, basically, we're putting the world to rights.
And it was like,
she was saying, starting a podcast. And you know what? This is exactly it, full circle. It's just gone right round, because I wouldn't have done my podcast if it wasn't for Dan, who did the exact same thing to me about a year and a half ago in this room. He recorded me. Didn't know he did it. He sent it me. And then I was like, oh, shit, listen back to it. And I was like, oh, wow. Because I kept going, how long was I going on at you about doing a podcast? And you're like, just do it, mate. And then I've done it now. And it's the same thing that's going to happen with Danny now after this. She's going to do her podcast. And again, it's that thing again, isn't it, of encouraging people in it. And I don't know, just listening to people and understanding. It's like, well, that's what they want to do. So just do it. But again, it's having the confidence to do it. It is difficult. But the only way of doing it is starting. That's the hardest thing is starting. Once you start...
That's the theme of the... That's it.
Yeah, man. I think that's it.
The guitar. Start playing.
Yeah. So it's New Year. New Year's kind of like resolution or goals is something to... I don't know. Could be something... write something down and then potentially... That's it. That's your goal. The goal for the year. Something simple. Don't overthink it and put loads of...
Something that you'd love to do.
Mm. You've always wanted to
makes
do.
Makes you feel excited at the thought of... doing it.
Mm.
Go and do that.
That's it, man. Right, I'm going to end it there because that was sick. Big shout out to everyone who listens to the podcast, Health and Happiness in 2020. Right, we've done an hour and a half. How mad's that? Right, love yous. Peace.